there was a school headmaster there of 1,500 students. He was Hindu, and he would not let the Gideons give Bibles to his 1,500 students. But there came a time when that headmaster had need to purchase a vehicle for the school, and so he gathered up a large sum of money in a suitcase and took it to the car dealer. And on the way there, they rode in one of these three-wheeled motorized rickshaws that serve as taxis. And when they arrived, they went into the dealership and negotiated the price, and the headmaster turned to his assistant and said, "Let's have the suitcase." And the assistant said, "But I thought you had it." And they found that they had left it on the rickshaw. That's happened to you, hasn't it? Maybe not that much, but you know, he ran out to the street. He was so distraught and upset, and there was no sign of the rickshaw. There were thousands of them, but nothing familiar. And so he returned to his school, disheartened and angry, blaming his assistant. But there was a rickshaw driver that afternoon that noticed a suitcase in the back of his rickshaw. And he traced his tracks throughout the day and learned that it surely must belong to the headmaster. So he drove his rickshaw over to the school, walked in, and handed the suitcase to the headmaster. He ripped it open, and there was all of his money. And he said to the rickshaw driver, "What made you give the money back? Why wouldn't you have stolen it from us?" And the rickshaw driver said, "There was a man that rode on my rickshaw that gave me a book. And I've read this book, and I've become a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ." And he said, "I would never steal from you. I would never. This book says, 'Do not steal.' I would never steal your money." So the headmaster was overwhelmed, and he looked at the Bible, and he saw the insignia, and he said, "Wait a minute, what's that seal?" And the guy says, "I think it's a Gideon seal." And so the headmaster went into his office and found the card of the Gideon who had come year after year. And he called the Gideon up on the phone and said, "I want you to come into my school and distribute Bibles to all 1,500 students because I want them to turn out like that rickshaw driver." And so God has a way of getting our word out to the lost. And of course, that's what we do at Gideon's International. We partner with churches throughout the world. And in this picture, the church looks small and the Gideon organization looks big. But you know, we're under the church. We're not above the church. We're all members of a church. We're business and professional men who love the Lord Jesus. We've been recommended by our pastor. We're under the authority of our pastor in our own churches. And we join together with a simple mission, which is to win the lost for the Lord Jesus Christ through personal witnessing and the distribution of God's Word. That's what we do. We're Gideon's International. And we partner with churches because it's the churches that help us find our members. They pray for us. They give donations for scriptures. And when we come once a year to speak to churches, members of God's people, they give checks to the Gideon's International. But it's not really given to the Gideons. It's an investment in the Word of God. And when we receive those checks, 100% of that money goes to the purchase of Bibles. 100%. You see, we have no overhead because we're all volunteers and we don't need overhead. So that's how we do it. I want to share with you this Acts 1:8 verse. I mean, this is the key of when Jesus told us to go out and minister. And I always break this verse down. I always think of that first part in Jerusalem as being your Kalamazoo, and then Judea being the state of Michigan, and Samaria, the United States. And the uttermost parts of the world, the earth, the places where Gideons can go and distribute God's word where maybe your church could not go. You certainly have a missions program and you want to participate in worldwide missions. But there was a church in Atlanta that put a sign out in front of their church: "We support missionaries in 194 countries, the Gideons." And that's what we are. We're missionaries. And we serve by placing God's word all around the world. And so I'll tell you a little bit about it, and then I want to tell you about a personal journey I've been on. We serve, we have groups of Gideons in 194 countries, and they're called camps. And I belong to a camp in Tuscola County, but we have camps all over the world. And as was mentioned in the DVD, they're in 90 languages. Wouldn't do much good to give someone a Bible if they couldn't read it in their language. So we have 90 different languages. And last year, just to not overwhelm you with stats, but last year we distributed 77.9 million scriptures. 77.9 million. So while it's a worldwide organization and the church in the first picture looks small, we're under the church. We serve for the church. We go out and serve you. And so today you'll have an opportunity, if you want to place the Word of God in the hands of a lost person, you'll have an opportunity to buy a Bible for $1.35. That's what we get these for, $1.35, and a case is $135. And when we distribute, we're talking cases, and we distribute thousands and thousands of cases. And there are people in churches like this that give $135 for a whole case of Bibles, and we sure appreciate it. But, you know, our scriptures are delivered to the traffic lanes of life. I did not bring a case of Bibles today to give to all your children in the church. We go to the schools, we go to the hotels, the hospitals, the prisons and jails. We go to, of course, universities, and we go in the pathways of life. We even put Bibles in dentists and doctors' offices, and we place them in women's shelters. So we place the Bibles in the traffic lanes of life, not to churches or pastors. And that's where we place our Bibles. That's our strategy. And the three ways that we fund our scriptures are church donations, number one, the Gideon Card Program, which you heard about. And these are the cards that you can pick up from your lobby and use these cards. Last year, these were able to place 14 million scriptures throughout the world by people using these free cards. They're free. And then if you want to give a donation to the Gideons, you can. It's an honor system. And most people are honorable in churches. But they're not so honorable in some of our hotel rooms. You know, they steal our Bibles at a rapid rate. And we just replace them. But it takes a lot of money to keep Bibles in all the hotel rooms in the world. But the third way we give is the Faith Fund. And that's where Gideons and Auxiliary, the wives of Gideons, contribute to the Faith Fund. And next month we'll have our annual state convention in Ann Arbor, and our goal is to raise over $100 million in Faith Fund receipts. So the Gideons are really going to give. In fact, every Gideon's been asked to provide at least a case of Bibles for the convention next month. But that's the Faith Fund. Those are the three ways we buy our Bibles. If we went out to the world, do you think we'd get any money for Bibles? No, we go to God's people because God's people want to reach the lost. And some of them can't. They're working, they're busy, they serve their church, they're active in the community, grandkids. But some of us can serve in the Gideons for the churches. So we're an extension of the church. We're missionaries for the church. I just want to share the valuable role of the auxiliary. This is a woman in Burkina Faso who's an auxiliary member, the wife of a Gideon. And we have this slogan that says, Gideons run on auxiliary power. Auxiliary is our wives. And they pray for us, and they place Bibles in the hands of nurses and hospital staff, and they can also give to female prisoners, and they have an important role in the ministry. So in this ministry, you can serve as Gideon and work with your wife in the ministry. So it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. And perhaps there's a man here today that would like to join the Gideons International. And if you would, you can see me afterwards and we'll give you an application and sign you up. And then once you're approved as a Gideon, if you're a business and professional man that loves the Lord, Pastor Steve would recommend you, then you become a Gideon and your wife becomes an auxiliary. And she can serve right alongside of you. So it's a wonderful opportunity for you to serve. Now I want to be a little personal now and share some personal things that have happened to me in February of 2009, just 2 years ago. I was able to go to Kenya on an international scripture blitz, where the whole function of that 2 weeks was to distribute Bibles to all the schools in the nation. And we did that. And we distributed 440,000. And when I went on that scripture blitz, it was my first time out of the country on something like this. I was a federal agent in my normal work. I worked for the Drug Enforcement Administration. I went to school here at Western on a full basketball scholarship. and I studied speech. You wouldn't know that from this, but I studied speech. That was my major. And then I got a master's in it. But anyway, all you got to do is push a button and talk. It's not that complicated, but I got a master's in it. But anyway, I just loved to come back to Kalamazoo, visit my son last evening, and share with you this morning. This has been scheduled for quite a few months, and I'm glad I was able to make it. Well, this is evidence. When I was a federal agent, I couldn't just say things in court. I had to prove them, okay? So maybe there's someone here that says, if we give money, are you really going to take them to the lost? Or are you just going to do something else with that money? Well, this is exhibit number one. These Bibles were supplied, perhaps, by your church at previous years. And the reason I know that's about 800 scriptures is because I set them out there, number one. Number two, there's 8 empty boxes. That's how we count. Empty boxes equals 100. And there's 8 of them back there. So we put 800. This is called an assembly where all the students come past my table and we give everyone a Bible that wants one. And guess what? In Kenya, every student took a Bible. There was no declinations. This is called an assembly. When I would ask for that, I found that the word in Africa was parade. And the headmaster would say, oh, you want us to have a parade? And I say, a parade? Okay, let's do a parade. And this is a parade. You speak, you give the entire gospel message, starting with the forgiveness of sins, that God will forgive you, that you can receive Him as your Savior, and that this book will tell you how you can do all this and then learn and grow as a Christian. And then if you do, you can sign the back of your book. And we give this book out to all the students. And some of them are Muslim. And we've not given up on Muslim children. Because if you can impact a child when he's in school, well, then all the days of his life he'll serve the Lord. And so we want to give Bibles to all the students, but the headmasters played tricks on me and tried to keep the Muslim kids away from my table. But you see, I had some experience as a federal agent, and I know how to talk people into things. And so I said, just let them come. I've come, I never knew how many kilometers, but I just threw out 10,000. I didn't know how far it was to Kenya, but I said, I've come 10,000 kilometers to come to your school. We have a gift for your students. At least let them come, and they don't have to receive it. And this guy says, not mandatory? Not mandatory? Real hatefully. I said, no, it's not mandatory. But they all took it. But he said, okay, we'll have them all come, but I don't think the Muslim will take it. That's what he thought. See, he represents the world. He didn't realize what I had represents the Lord. Well, on this airplane, I'll be personal, even more personal. I prayed to God. I said, at the end of this trip, I started becoming effective, Lord, but the first few days I was overwhelmed with the culture, the bathrooms, the meals, the beds, the people, the crowded conditions, the pollution. I was overwhelmed. But Lord, I've adjusted to it, and I can handle this culture now. So if you'll send me back to Africa, I'll serve you. That's all I said in the prayer. Are you familiar with Ephesians 3:20? That He can do abundantly, exceeding abundantly above anything we could ask or think. Well, I thought that prayer meant that sometime in my life, send me back here, Lord, and I'll serve you. Sometime in my life, I thought maybe once. Well, I made that prayer, and it was a private prayer, and you know God answers prayer. He really does. And a year later, I was assigned to go to Burkina Faso with just 7 Gideons on 1 week in this country that's primarily Muslim. And they only set a goal of 70,000 scriptures for all the schools in the country because most of the schools were Muslim schools. So we went there, and the Lord blessed us. We did 138,000 scriptures in Burkina Faso. And as I went on my second trip to Africa, my faith just skyrocketed as I saw God answer prayer. And these kids in Burkina Faso, they got their Bibles. And the Lord is going to use those Bibles because we know that Hebrews 4:12 says it, that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the bones and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This word's powerful. It changes lives. We don't do it. We're just like the men in the brown truck. Someone purchases a gift, sends it through the UPS. The delivery man delivers it. He's not the hero. The one that purchased the gift is the one that made it happen. We're just the men in the brown truck taking the Bibles to the lost. You're the ones that supply the Bibles. Today, you'll have an opportunity to supply many cases of Bibles if you want to. It's up to you. All we do is come in and give you the need. This is the need, not only in our country, but in 194 countries around the world. I was able to go class by class. I did not always do the parade. I did class by class. And in each class, I would tell them all about the Bible they were receiving. And it starts off with, put your name in the front of the Bible so that if you lose it, you can find it again. And it ends up with, carry it with you everywhere you go and read it during your spare time. Don't waste your time. Read God's Word. It'll make you a better Christian and a better citizen of Burkina Faso. And so we did that 138,000 times. And many people gave testimony of receiving Christ, so it was a wonderful trip. But when I left on that airplane, I did it again. I said, Lord, if you'll send me back to Africa, I'll serve you. I said it just as clearly as I just said it to you. I said it to him in a personal prayer that I never dreamed I'd ever share with a church later. But when I returned home from Burkina Faso, in the mail was a letter from the Gideon's International that said that I was asked to be a regional field officer for Region 5 in West Africa to go in and work with the Gideon camps that are already established and then open up new camps and evaluate the camps and encourage the camps and train the camps to do the work of the Gideons. And now it's no more easy work just to go over there and have some leader tell us where to go and pass out Bibles. Now you're on your own, but you get an interpreter. By the way, I had an interpreter in Burkina Faso, and he helped me at all my schools and churches and places I spoke. But when I got home, I got this letter that assigned me to that Region 5 on the west coast of Africa. And you can see it here, that all the yellow countries are the international outreach countries where they need help getting the Bibles. And there's 170 of them that can't buy Bibles. If we don't help them, they're not going to get them. So West Africa has 23 countries, and they made me wait all the way to the international convention in Phoenix in July to tell me where I was going to go, and I was absolutely going crazy. Where am I going to go? I wanted to know. I wanted to start praying. I wanted to start preparing. We'll tell you at the convention. Relax. Take it easy. Enjoy the time off. Well, by the way, this is not a paid job. It's a volunteer job, but the way I'm reimbursed for my expenses is through the dues of Gideons around the world. And there's 188,000 Gideons that pay $40 a year. In foreign countries, they pay $10 a year. But there's a lot of money comes in with dues, and the dues are what's used to send me to Africa. So they reimburse me for my expenses. But there's no extras. But this is a camp in Liberia. My first trip, I went to Liberia. I went to the international convention on the train out to Phoenix. And they said, son, you're going to Liberia. I said, okay, now I know where I'm going. And they said, it's English-speaking. English-speaking, praise the Lord. So I went to Liberia, and I had 8 camps to visit. And this is the camp in Marshall City. And it was a horrible road to get to this camp. But just as I was telling the Lord, I cannot take another jolt. I cannot, my spine, I can't take any more, Lord. I got to get out of this vehicle. Just then, my interpreter said, well, here we are. We're in Marshall City. Praise the Lord. And these guys were waiting for me. And I trained them and encouraged them and went on a distribution with them and checked their scripture stock where they keep their scriptures to make sure it's clean, safe, and dry. Clean, safe, and dry. We can't send them scriptures if there's not someone that monitors where they're keeping them, because during the rainy season, the scriptures can be ruined with one rain if it's not stored in a good place. So I'm here to tell you today, if you'll place Bibles, we'll keep them clean, safe, and dry in the foreign country. We'll try as hard as we can. The guy in the upper right was the camp vice president. He qualified as a speaker for churches. After doing a 10-minute presentation, I said, I hereby qualify you. to be a speaker. And the guy in the lower left is the president. He also qualified with a 10-minute presentation. And they are both now giving presentations in churches. And I'm telling the Liberians that there's no need for you to get the Bibles from America. You can get the Bibles from your own people, God's people. They'll supply them. Watch this. And I went to a church, and this church gave almost $100 in Liberian money, a huge, huge offering, sacrificial offering. And I said, see, there's almost a case of Bibles right there from that church. What a wonderful offering they gave. And so you don't need to rely on America or the rest of the world. You can raise your support yourself by telling the people about the need. That's what I'm doing today, and that's what they're doing in Liberia. So we went on distribution. It's called field work. You demonstrate to them, but you know what happens? They show you how to do stuff, but I'm supposed to be showing them how to do the work. But you go out and you do distributions, and you visit pastors. And then when I got home from Liberia, I'm moving right along here, I went on my fourth trip in October. I just got back from Benin. It's in West Africa, right on the coast, south of Liberia. And this was my first camp in Glasgow that I trained. And that blue thing at the bottom of the screen is my laptop. And I used that for my PowerPoint and trained them at the table there and taught them the ins and outs of the Gideon ministry and how to do distributions. Because an African, when he gets a case of Bibles, you know what he does with it? He takes it to his church and puts it on the altar and says, anyone that doesn't have a Bible, help yourself. That's just their nature. But we can't do that. I have to teach them not to do that. We go to the traffic lanes of life, not to the churches. We give to the lost, not to the saved. And so the pastors, some of them don't like that. They want to have those Bibles for their church. We don't have Bibles. And he's telling the truth. They don't. But that's not our mission, to supply Christians with Bibles. Our mission is to supply the lost with Bibles. And now, this was an incident where I was going from room to room in a hotel, in six-room hotel in Benin. And the lady said there are five rooms vacant, and we put Bibles in each of the five rooms. And then on the sixth room, she said, there's a man in there. So I'll go in and check with him and make sure that he's available. And this man came to the Lord as we went into his room. He asked the Lord for forgiveness and came to the Lord through the witness that the Holy Spirit gave and signed his Bible to become a Christian. And there were many things that happened on the trip. They placed their Bibles in between the pillows. And there was a man in Natatingo that came to a room for the purpose of adultery with someone other than his wife. And when he saw the Bible between the pillows, he put a U-turn on and took that woman home and left. Just seeing the Bible convicted him. So things are happening, and this lady showed me a Bible that was 26 years old. She was at my hotel and heard I was a Gideon and came to me and said, I have a Bible I carry everywhere I go. It's 26 years old. And these are the seven men. These are five of the seven men that signed up for a new camp in Malanville, which was a new camp that I needed to start. And so this has been a blessing. This is a hospital in Paracou where I gave, there were 640 distributed Bibles, and this was a woman that took a Bible. Many of these people were dying, and they got their Bibles. Many of them got Bibles in the hospitals. And we go to military establishments, and you know, with these, it's all up to the leader of the military group. If he says no, you're out. If he says yes, you're in. And this guy said yes. We were in. And we gave 650 Bibles away. But if he says no, we're done. That's just how it works. And we pray before we go in that God would open the doors. We give to inmates in jail. And when we speak in churches, we get to sign up Gideons. And they consider it an honor to sign up as a Gideon. And young men that are engineers and headmasters, and they sign up as Gideons. Can you tell which one of those is the American? Yeah, he's American. They sign the back of their Bibles to say, I commit to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a commitment. They sign their signature. People around the world are signing them. So your church can help by praying for us. Your church can help by offering us a Gideon. And your church can help by allowing us to come in once a year. Thank you, Pastor Steve, for having us come in. We love to come in here and share the ministry. And so today, you'll have an opportunity to give. May God bless you as you give, because there's three hands extended for Bibles, and we can only fill two of the hands. The empty hand that we cannot fill represents 4 billion people that still need the Word of God. Would you help us today as we pass out the Word of God throughout the world? Thank you, and God bless you and your church.